to the Duke Energy website for line and service technician jobs in the Carolinas.
Hey guys, it's Colin. I don't know about you, but I came sailing into work today, and not just because of yesterday's big game, but also because I was driving a Mazda 6. I'm proud to announce that I'm working with Mazda and the Mazda Drive for Good event, which we'll talk about. But first, the car, the Mazda 6. This weekend, I picked one up, and within hours, the family and I were on the road. I already felt comfortable enough with the sight lines, with the safety features, the blind spot monitoring, the rear view camera, and most importantly and most impressively to me, the new LED headlights. First time I've driven a car with LED headlights, and let me tell you, on those back roads at night, it makes a difference. The whole family was comfortable in the Mazda 6 thanks to dual climate control. And now let me tell you a little bit more about the Mazda Drive for Good event, which will run from today through January 3rd, 2016, for every new Mazda vehicle purchased during this time. Mazda will donate $150 to one of four national charities at the customer's choice or locally to Charlotte Family Housing. In addition to the donation, Mazda is also pledging an hour of charitable service for every test drive of a new Mazda vehicle taken during the Mazda Drive for Good event. Learn more by visiting your Charlotte area Mazda dealer today or MazdaUSA.com.
If you have a problem with the IRS, believe me, it's not going away on its own. The IRS never gives up. Hi, I'm attorney John Ecton with the Ecton Law Firm, a local tax resolution firm right here in Charlotte. We've handled hundreds of IRS cases in the Carolinas, so when you hire us, you won't be speaking long distance or sending money to some out-of-state, high-pressured salesperson hoping they'll resolve your tax issues. You'll meet with me in person at our office in Charlotte, just off I-77 and 485. Your first visit is completely free and confidential, and I'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost and how we're going to take control. If you have years of unfiled tax returns or are facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call me, John Ecton, at 980-677-1099. That's 980-677-1099. Or go to EctonLawFirm.com. That's ECTON LawFirm.com. Carolinas, if you have an IRS issue, you need a local attorney. You need Ecton Law Firm.
Hey guys, Chris Kroger with you again from Primetime with my friend Paul Cardone from Garage Door Guru. Paul, why should folks do business with Garage Door Guru?
Chris, there are three main reasons: our responsiveness, our quality of product, and our stellar reputation. When you call Garage Door Guru, expect to get an answer from the owner. If you need a fast repair, no one is faster. We also staff a nighttime technician, no extra charge. And as always, our service is risk-free. If you don't like us, send us away and never, ever pay any kind of trip or service charge. As for our quality, it's second to none. We use premium German-made garage doors. If you want a budget-friendly door or a certain aesthetic, we've got you covered as well. Lastly, our reputation is rock solid. Garage Door Guru is a local, fourth-generation company. We are not interested in selling you unnecessary parts. Research us online and you'll see our reviews prove it. So for lightning-fast responsiveness, premium products, and the best reputation in town, call today or online at GoGarageDoorGuru.com.
Sports Radio 610 The Fan Traffic.
Hey, good morning. Verizon brings you this traffic report. As you're traveling in this morning on Independence Boulevard, got a vehicle fire, barbecue there between near Pecan. It's coming in toward the Pecan area. It's working your way up toward Hawthorne. Be ready for it. 85 northbound in Gaston County near Belmont Abbey, exit 26. An accident there has it backed up to McCadenville, exit 23. Coming in on John Street in Matthews. John Street approaching 485, clearing up an accident at 77 northbound. Accident out of the roadway near exit 6, Woodlawn. Has things backed up into South Carolina, Highway 160 area. I'm Officer Brian Stickley on The Fan.
Get everything you need to get through your travels home on November 25th. Get free movies, get free music, and more. Happy Thanksgiving from Verizon. Get it all at VZW.com/Thanksgiving. Data usage applies. Get everything you need to get through your travels home on November 25th. Get free movies, get free music, and more. Happy Thanksgiving from Verizon. Get it all at VZW.com/Thanksgiving. Data usage applies.
South End Station's newest restaurant and social scene is here. Hot Taco. Serving traditional Mexican cuisine and mouth-watering margaritas in a vibrant atmosphere. Featuring over 60 tequilas to choose from. Check out South End Station's newest restaurant and social scene. Hot Taco.
Sports Radio 610 The Fan. Budweiser's Sports Flash.
A career day for Cam Newton. Good morning, everyone. I'm Big Jim Slade. Cam Newton threw a career-high 5 touchdowns, each to a different receiver, and the Panthers improved to 10-0 with a 44-16 win over the Redskins. Carolina pushed its regular season winning streak to 14, including 8 straight at home, while extending its NFC South lead to 4 games and becoming the 16th team in the Super Bowl era to start with 10 straight victories. Elsewhere, the Packers' 3-game losing streak is over. They're again tied for the NFC North lead with a 30-13 win at Minnesota. Brock Osweiler filled in admirably for the injured Peyton Manning by throwing 2 touchdowns in his first career start to help the Broncos beat the Bears 17-15. Jameis Winston tossed 5 touchdown passes as the Buccaneers dominated the Eagles 45-17. The Ravens lost quarterback Joe Flacco and running back Justin Forsett for the season in their 16-13 win over the Rams. Racing, Kyle Busch, your 2015 NASCAR Sprint Cup champion. College hoops, Grayson Allen had 32 points as Duke beat Georgetown 86-84. Tulane over App State 76-48. South Carolina dumped Hofstra 94-84. The Flash brought to you by Hojo Happy Mondays. This Happy Monday brings you members-only benefits from Howard Johnson Hotels. Wyndham Rewards members get 30% off. Sign up today. Visit Hojo.com for details. Make it a Happy Monday with Hojo. I'm Big Jim Slade, and that's The Flash.
All right, we're back. We're rolling. We got to talk about Cam Newton and just what he continues to get better at. So many different things. What is the most exciting? You know, we talk about this team, the most exciting thing with this team. What's the most exciting thing to you about Cam? I mean, the fact he had his 2 best passing games, Jimmy, in his last 2 weeks, he already was a leading MVP candidate, and now he's going to start throwing the ball like this. Quarterback rating up to 90 now. 20 touchdowns, 9 picks. Now, all of a sudden, Jim, those passing numbers are getting pretty as he gets more comfortable with these receivers. We'll talk about Cam. We'll also talk about Cam's fashion statement he made yesterday. I'm expecting a PETA complaint at some point, Jim. We will explain if you did not see Cam's fashion accessory.
I did not see it.
Oh, you gotta check this out.
Was he wearing a fur or something?
You got to check this baby out, Jimbo. And it's
a possible live animal.
I didn't see it move, but that doesn't mean I don't know. And we got to talk pump to piss Monday McCoy style. We got to talk about some other teams this weekend, college or pro. 704-570-9610.
Yeah, McCoy
is up next though on the fan. Q, what's
good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man. You say what makes you most excited about this 10-0 Carolina Panthers team? On Saturday, my brother-in-law told me that on his job that there were a plethora of Dallas Cowboys fans rooting for the Washington Redskins and vice versa when the Panthers played the Cowboys on Thursday. Well, Sunday I went to early church service, and doggone it, if a lot of the Redskins fans were rooting for the Cowboys and the Cowboys fans were rooting for the Redskins. So what's exciting is that you got enemies sleeping in the same bed. When you got a Cowboys fan rooting for the Redskins, that is something else.
That's
and
great.
Another thing that's got me excited, Mac, before I go, is that we got people like Carolina Bryan and Kenny who've shut them up.
Yeah, where are those cats?
Yeah, where
man?
Are they?
It is ridiculous, by the way. Carolina Bryan. See, here's what he's done to himself.
Well, he's waiting for a loss, and then you can bet he's going to call in.
And he's gonna call. But here's the thing, though, Jim. Think about what you just said. Carolina Bryan's a Panther fan.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But he's not going to call in happy until the 10-0 Panther team that he supposedly roots for loses.
He should be ostracized.
That's a miserable way to live as a human being.
Ostracision.
Like, that's just miserable, man. And that's what he did, Jim. And that's what I never understood about Carolina Bryan. It's like, listen, we all have players on our team that we doubt, right?
Yeah.
We all have coaches that we doubt. I'm not one of these guys, Jim, that is going to get so down on somebody that I don't want them to succeed when it means my own team succeeds. And that's where Carolina Bryan put himself, to the point where now that Cam Newton's doing well and his success, because he plays the most important position in sports, means extreme team success, and he can't enjoy it. Like, what a miserable human being you are. Like, there are plenty of people, Jim, that have doubted Cam Newton. Matter of fact, I was talking to a guy the other day out there at Hickory Tavern. A couple of guys were saying, you know, I wasn't big on Cam initially, but now I'm sold 100%. That's the way you're supposed to act as a fan of the Panthers or any team. You can be skeptical, Jim, of players that you doubt, players you don't like. But when they prove it with an MVP-type season and a 10-0 season, at that point, can you give them their credit and be happy? You know, that's what's ridiculous about Carolina Bryan.
I got a tweet here from Salesman. They're always pretty good from him. He says, oh, man, these Skins players and fans whining about penalties is gold. He said, we dominated those clowns.
It was domination. All right, let's go to – they made 2 plays. When you strip it down, did it make it simple? they made two football plays in the game.
Yeah.
What else did they do, Jim, other than the two big plays they scored on? Other than that, we literally gave them 2 points at the end of the game. All right, let's go to William, who is up next. William, what are you thinking about these Panthers?
You know, I've always been a fan, and one reason you don't hear from me that much is because my wife touts the Panthers pretty well. And I'm just going to say this. I've enjoyed this season because what you just said. I've watched Cam change a lot of people's minds. He's dominating. I've watched Jonathan Stewart, who we didn't think he'd make it through the season, although still have to get 6 more games. But anyway, when people perform at a level that you change the mind of your opponents about you, that's a wonderful thing. And I'm watching how the city has changed, how people's attitude about this team, attitude about Charlotte has changed. So I'm very happy, and I'm also happy with you and Jim bringing a little sunshine in our day each and every
day. Thank you,
William. So
thank you,
William. Up there.
William, thank you.
Nobody brings sunshine like his wife, Ernestine.
Yeah.
That's Ernestine. He's better known as Ernestine's husband,
right,
William, right?
Right, yeah.
So nobody brings the sunshine like that young
lady.
Jimmy.
The sunshine is hitting us right now at Minton Moorhead, so we need to hear some more car horns out there.
We need more
Not nearly homes. Enough.
There is we are in danger, Jim. Right now we are about at the level of a Redskin rush yards in terms of Panther hunks after 2 hours. That's not good enough. We got to make a run to the Panther point total.
That's right.
By the way, best on pace to be the best offense scoring-wise in Panther history, and they're doing it without Kelvin Benjamin, Jim.
Wow.
It's amazing, and we got to talk about it. One of the things you notice about Cam, like, what is Cam getting better out that stands out to you? How about scanning the field? You remember when people said Cam cannot make his progressions? You watched him yesterday, Jim, scan and give the offensive line credit. He used to not be able to do it in the past.
Mm-hmm.
He has time now most of the time to make his progressions. He's going to third, fourth read and making big plays. All right, we come back. We'll go to your calls. If y'all want to jump in here, 704-570-9610, Mac at WFNZ.com. How you feeling about that Cowboy game, too? It is the Mac Attack. 2 hours in, 2 hours to go right here on a pumped-up Panther Monday.
Are you not a boring person? Then tonight, Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey may be for you. Because it's made to swarm. And swarming honeybees and honey bros don't ask permission from the twilight. They demand satisfaction from it. And when the night calls, it never goes to voicemail, you see. The setting sun is a starter gun. So bring out your swarm with Jack Honey and make the night not boring. Fly straight. Drink responsibly. Whiskey specialty, 35% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Hey guys, Mac here for Universal Windows Direct. And because of popular demand, my guys at Universal are going to keep the buy one, get one deal coming. That's right. You schedule a free in-home estimate. For every window you buy, you get the next window free. You get 0% financing for 36 months. They're going to keep this going for 1 week only. You also, for this week only, will get free installation as well. Buy Universal Windows, 704-594-1900. Or go to UniversalWindowsCharlotte.com, and before you know it, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
How to make an authentic McDonald's scratch-made biscuit. Start with flour. A little more flour. Mix in some love. More flour.